Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV. Still the voice of the voiceless. Despite all the efforts around the world to still this voice, it continues to speak for those who cannot speak up for themselves. It is the voice of the voiceless. And Comment is the big conversation. It's the great debate, but it can only be a debate if you join in. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls. 44208-601-4555. That's the number to call. You call us, we'll call you back. Establish a clear line. And remember, if you get on the television with me, the volume on your television has to be at zero or you will not be understood and I'll have to move on. You can SMS me on 44780008066 or you can email me at comment@presstv.co.uk. And we're joined for this show by listeners to London's colourful radio, now stretching out way beyond London, and a very colourful radio station it is indeed. And listeners on that show following Comment this evening should realise these details are for this show only. Tonight, of course, we're speaking about Egypt. Egypt and nothing but Egypt, the most important, biggest, most populous, most historic country in the Arab world. It is this evening on the brink of civil war. In the last 48 hours, many hundreds, probably thousands of people were massacred by a military junta backed by the United States and its neighbor Israel. Mubarak without Mubarak and without the laughs. This junta is worse than Mubarak. They have destroyed almost all of the tunnels into the Gaza Strip so as to assist Israel in starving the Palestinian people to death. They have rounded up the leadership of the elected government, the Muslim Brotherhood, about which more later, and imprisoned those that they can get their hands on, and where they could not kill them, well, they killed their children. The Muslim Brotherhood leader, Mr. Beltaj, his daughter was murdered, 17 years old, just yesterday. It is a catastrophic, cataclysmic scene that viewers around the world have been following, fixated over this last 48 hours or more. It is Egypt on the brink. It is the Arab revolution on the brink. It is the future of the Arab world on the brink. For make no mistake about this, there can be no Arab revolution that destroys the means of life of the Palestinian people. There can be no Arab revolution serving Israel. But that's exactly what the military junta under General Sisi is now doing. Even the liberal, woolly-headed liberal vice president of the country, Mohammed al-Baradei, has had enough. Sickened, he resigned overnight as the country's so-called vice president. Of course, he isn't really, never was the vice president. The president of Egypt is Mohammed Morsi, and a pretty poor president he was too. And I have to, in analysing these events, make it clear that the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt made many, many mistakes, which have paved the way to this disaster. I don't have time to go through them all, so I'll just deal with the most important. When Mohammed Morsi went to Iran and disrespected the Islamic Republic, when Mohammed Morsi implicitly encouraged sectarian hatred, violence, and murder against the tiny Shiite majority in Egypt, when Mohammed Morsi expelled Syria from Cairo, from the Arab League, and openly called on the most extreme lunatic extremists to head for Syria to help tear it to pieces, he signed his own death warrant. I hope that it will not literally be a death warrant, but for the Muslim Brotherhood, that's what politically it has turned out to be. The blunders that he made on the domestic scene are many and varied. By following slavishly the World Bank and IMF economic prescriptions, he condemned the mass of Egypt's people to no improvement in their condition at all after the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak's 33-year dictatorship. By serving America, by himself, though not as bad as the junta, serving Israel, he signed the Muslim Brotherhood's death warrant politically. But the bigger problem now is that thousands of Egyptians have been killed. No need for a death warrant. They were summarily murdered by American-backed, armed, financed, trained, and supported military forces under the command of a military junta, the vast majority of whom had been the backbone of the Mubarak dictatorship. So the Egyptian people have suffered mightily. They suffered decades of dictatorship under Mubarak. They suffered a year of abysmal government by Mohamed Morsi. And now they have something worse than both of them. They have a military junta which appears to have all the reins in its hand, which is effectively supported by the United States and openly supported by Israel, and it's murdering its people. Where is Egypt headed? Will there be a civil war? Will that civil war look like Syria? What an irony that would be after Morsi's intervention in the civil war in Syria. Or will, as the Muslim Brotherhood have just said, the movement be able to peacefully bring down this coup? What's that going to look like? What does it mean for Tunisia? What does it mean for the other Arab countries? What does it mean for the case of Syria and Lebanon, where a bomb has just exploded and at least 14 people have been killed? It is a very miserable picture, I must tell you. The vista of the Arab and Muslim world, with very few exceptions, has seldom looked more bleak. We'll be asking this evening for your views on how we got here and where all of this is going next. It goes without saying, these are my views. They're not anyone else's views. They're not views that I'm paid to hold. They are my genuine views. They're not the views even of Press TV, never mind any government in the world. But they are sincerely felt, and I'm looking for your sincere response. Mohammed always is sincere. He's watching online in South Wales, and he wants to talk about where is Egypt headed. Mohammed, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum to you, George.
Wa alaikum salam. Thanks for the call. Go ahead, sir.
And Eid greeting to all our viewers.
Thank you.
Just as well, sir. All right. Basically, I mean, well, where Egypt is heading, it's going to be a civil war. And this is what America and Israel wanted to start off with. Because what it is, they want to make the Islamic Ummah, right, to fight amongst themselves.
That's not difficult to do. That's not difficult to do, of course, Mohammed.
No, of course it's not. No, they are easy. We are easy enough to lead, right, by their false pretenders. First of all, they turn around and say to you, oh, we want Morsi to leave because he wasn't elected properly, all this and that. They put the fire, right, light the match, start the smoke, and then on the other side, they turn around and say, oh, no, all these innocent people being killed. Well, you're the one who started all this fighting, right?
Yes.
Because you sponsor terrorists in the country yourself, and then when they start fighting, you want to start the fire and you want to put it out yourself,
yeah,
in a way that you want to put it out yourself.
Yeah. So, well, you're right, Mohammed, and let me add something to what you've just said. There are plenty of idiots out there, many of them will be watching this, who support the United States' attempt to destroy Syria and condemn the United States' encouragement of this military junta, the very same United States. They support Israel's determined effort to destroy Syria, but they condemn Israel's determined effort to destroy Egypt. What kind of Muslims are these? You know, Muhammad, there is nothing wrong with Islam, nothing. There is nothing wrong with the Quran. It's pristine. But I tell you something, I couldn't begin to enumerate and adumbrate what's wrong with the Muslims in this world, Muhammad.
Can I say something, George, please?
Yeah. Right?
You know, when you go to the Hajj, or when you go to Arafat, right, okay, to perform your Hajj there, okay, you cannot even take a leaf off the tree because it contains life, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, if Allah have given so much respect to life, how can these animals, I call them, they're not even human beings, because no human being have the right to kill another human because his belief is slightly different to yours, right?
Okay? Exactly.
Because Allah have put us on this earth to love one another, to care for humanity. This is what Islam is about. And these people interpret it, especially the Wahhabism, they are our worst enemy of the Muslim Ummah.
And of course, Muhammad, they are pledging billions of dollars. Whether they deliver it or not, of course, is another matter. They're pledging billions of dollars to this military junta in Egypt. And they've already given hundreds of millions of dollars to the most extreme Takfiri extreme maniacs who eat people's hearts in Syria. I tell you, where's Egypt headed? Where's the Ummah headed? Maybe that's what we should have asked this evening. Muhammad, as always, thanks for the call. You've got us going. Bakir is on the line from Copenhagen. He's watching on Jadu, and he wants to talk about where is Egypt headed to. Bakir, welcome. Unfortunately, that phone call has just been cut. According to the Egyptian Ministry of Health, almost 500 people were murdered by the Egyptian military yesterday using equipment, training, money given to them by the United States of America, by that great friend of liberty, President Barack Obama. But if the Ministry of Health says that almost 500 people were killed, what's the real figure? Well, the Muslim Brotherhood say more than 2,000 were killed. And I must say, I believe the Muslim Brotherhood figure to be much closer to the truth than the figure released from the Ministry of Health. One of the Muslim Brotherhood leaders, Mr. Beltaj, his 17-year-old daughter was amongst those who were slain. And the reality is, this killing is going to go on because millions of people support the Muslim Brotherhood and have done for many decades. They will not accept that the elections they won, the constitution that they had passed in a referendum, the political leaders that went from the jailhouse to the presidency will be back in the jailhouse. They will not accept it. And the more the junta murders people, the more radicalized they will become, the more discredited the idea of democracy will be in the Muslim world. And, of course, the enemies of all the Muslims and all the Arabs will be dancing silently, privately, in their chanceries and in their government headquarters. Eric's on the line from Germany. He's watching online. Where is Egypt headed, Eric?
Good evening, Mr. Galloway. Very nice to hear you again.
Good evening. Thanks for the call. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Mr. Galloway, if you remember, almost a year ago, in all modesty and humbleness, we were talking about Egypt in your program, and I said one thing. At that time, I said, please don't go to the Egyptian police. Don't go to Egyptian military. don't go to Egyptian Ministry of Justice, ask for release of political prisoners, ask for help, and ask for democracy. If you do that, then they will smash you. The only chance for Egyptians is to go and smash all these old system. As you see, unfortunately, it came as it came. And if the Egyptians want a revolution, they should look at Iranians, they should look at the French, they should look at the Russians, how they did the revolution. Revolution means getting rid of all these old regime institutions. Revolution doesn't mean asking for John Kerry. Egyptian people, John Kerry won't give you democracy. John Kerry plays with you. And now I have, Mr. Galloway, if you allow me, one vote for Egyptian military. You think, gentlemen, you think you are very smart, but they play with you as they did with Saddam Hussein. As you know, they told Saddam, go to Kuwait because it is your internal affairs. Once he did, all of a sudden they came and said, oh, he is a danger for the world peace. That's exactly what they did with the military. They said, go and kill the Muslim Brotherhood, go and kill the democracy in Egypt, and we support you, and we give you good coverage in our international media. And look, Mr. Galloway, what they did, now after they killed all these demonstrators, I'm sorry, I'm very much excited when I see thousands of people. I don't believe them. This is not 500. In Germany, they started to say 10 people were killed. Now they say 500, and that's the number of junta in Egypt.
Yes, yes. That's what the junta. That's what the junta says.
People.
Yeah. Well, I believe
shame
the Muslim Brotherhood figure.
Us. This is the democracy of Western countries. I'm ashamed to be an European, Mr. Galloway. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to call from a land the mother of all democracy in Europe, and not being able to watch your program. They shut down. Is this the democracy? Is this the freedom of expression that I have to watch your program via internet? Shame on us.
Shame indeed.
2,000 people we killed.
Shame
not
indeed.
The Egyptians.
Shame indeed, Eric. Thanks for a brilliant call. Absolutely coruscating, brilliant call. Anna is watching online in Ireland. Anna, where is Egypt headed in your view?
Egypt is headed towards a bloodbath. Democracy no longer reigns, George, in Egypt. Mm. And I, as a woman, would not choose the Muslim Brotherhood. But Morsi was elected at the ballot box. And he was removed by coup d'etat. America would not even say it was a coup.
No.
And the military...
In fact, Anna, the BBC, I don't know what it's like in Ireland, the BBC is continuing to refer to the current junta as the Egyptian government. Why is the junta in Egypt a government whilst the government in Syria is a regime? Where is this double standard headed? Anna, sorry, go on.
The double standard is paid for, funded, and worked by Israel. Israel is running the United States. It's so sad for America. AIPAC and their lobbies and the Jewish money that they get from America, because America gives $11 billion a day in aid to Israel. This, George, works out to $4,015 billion per year.
Israel, I don't actually think those. I don't think those numbers are correct, Anna. But I need to correct you on one point. First of all, Israel receives billions of dollars every year from the government of the United States. That's not Jewish money. That's the money of all American taxpayers. There is a great deal of private philanthropy from Jewish charities and interests in the United States. But I have to make this point to you, and it's crucial that this audience around the world understands this. the vast majority of Zionists in America are not Jews. Indeed, most of them don't even like Jews. Why? Because they are fanatic, fundamentalist, evangelical Christians who support Israel so that the world can come to an end more quickly and that we can enter the period of rapture, the end times, and the battle of Armageddon. That's why they support Israel. Not because they're Jews, they are not. Most of them don't even like Jews. Anna, thanks for the call in Ireland. We've been around the world already. Copenhagen, Germany, Ireland. Let's go back to the UK. David's on the line in Chester. He's also having to watch online. David, welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, George.
Go ahead, sir.
Call you George.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, how are you doing, mate? I'm Dave in Chester, Dave Morris Jones, Chester. I used to watch Press TV when it was on the European Satellite Network.
Yeah.
And I know a little bit about Ofcom because I'm an amateur radio operator and they booted it off. It was a very lame excuse.
Very lame indeed.
So what I did was we started to stream it. And I knew a soldier who'd been in Iraq, and he's another radio operator, and I said to him, do you know that all the stuff about 9/11 and all, that's all fake? And he didn't believe it. But you see, when we get only one choice of controlled media, then nobody else has got any other alternative view. I've been showing people a court order of the QE2, you know, Queen Elizabeth II and her crimes against humanity. Most people can't believe it. Now, I've been on the bus and shown people, and one lady said to me, oh, leave that poor lady alone. And I wasn't nasty, and with a smile on my face, I said, if you'd realised what she'd actually done in the past and present, then you wouldn't be thinking that. And what they're going to do now, George, and what they're doing now in the Middle East, everybody needs to return to their homes and stop this, because you don't want to end up in one of them FEMA-type camps, because we've got them here in Britain as well,
David, I had already formed the view that you were not quite right, and that stupid remark definitely puts the hat on it. Don't call me again, please. Marisa's on the line from Italy. Go ahead, Marisa. Marzia, go ahead, please.
Oh, hello, Mr. Galloway. My message first is to all the Muslims in the world. For goodness sake, think what you are doing. There's no need for this. There's absolutely no need, and nor have I come across people who hate Shia or Shia who hate Sunni. So I don't know what's happening. I don't agree with you on what you said regarding the Egyptian army. Yes, I'm no fan of theirs, but I think there's other players here playing with fire, throwing fuel in the fire. The snipers, and in between the people get caught. And this is going crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And you are right, and you say, in Syria, I have met many people. I've gone to both the mosques, Shia or Sunni. I am a Muslim. I don't know what is the difference, Shia or Sunni. We don't call it difference. None of them have ever told me anything. I've been accepted by both. So I don't see this. But I do know one thing, that America and Britain are playing with fire there. The idea was always to reduce each and every Muslim country into chaos. So the bastards, I'm sorry, but there's no other word, I have to use it, can play their sick, insane, perfidious games with Muslim lives.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, but it's not difficult to force some Muslims to murder other Muslims, even in Ramadan, and with gusto. Thousands of Muslims were killed by other Muslims during Ramadan. And I'm afraid it's just not good enough for people to say that it's the West that's playing with fire and encouraging it. Of course they are. More fool those Muslims who allow them to play these games and shed other people's blood. That's the point that I'm making. Marzia, I'm sorry that you're wrong. I wish it were otherwise. The thousands, if it was thousands, who were murdered yesterday in Egypt, were murdered by the Egyptian army on the orders of the Egyptian military junta, and the responsibility begins and ends with them. We can talk about Morsi and how many blunders he made. We can talk about perfidious Albion and the imperialist countries, but the killing was done by Egyptian soldiers ordered by Egyptian officers. I'll be back, God willing, in just 3 minutes' time after the news headlines. You don't want to miss it, I promise. Welcome back to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless, giving voice this evening to people's fears about where Egypt is headed and where Lebanon is headed might well be added, because in a bomb which has gone off this evening and which was comprised of 60 kilograms of TNT in the southern suburbs of Beirut, 20 people have been killed, 120 wounded, many of them seriously. In Iraq, scores of people are being killed every week. Thousands of people have been killed in the first 8 months of 2013. Thousands of Muslims were killed by other Muslims during the holy month of Ramadan. And thousands of Egyptians, almost certainly thousands of Egyptians, were murdered in cold blood, unarmed protesters in a peaceful sit-in by the military junta, which has seized control from the elected president of the Muslim Brotherhood, Mohamed Morsi, has killed even the children of Muslim Brotherhood leaders. Where is Egypt headed? Where are the Arabs headed? Where are the Muslims headed? And therefore, where is the world headed? Syed's on the line. He's watching on mobile. Syed, welcome to the show and thank you for doing so. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening, George.
Good evening, sir. Go ahead.
Basically, all I wanted to do is share my opinion in the sense of saying that I try to keep up as much as possible Press TV by my mobile.
Yep.
Reason being is because of Ofcom taking Press TV off.
Yeah.
And
in the interests of freedom of speech, of course.
Well, obviously, but the fact is, it's like BBC is completely biased.
Yeah. It's not worth watching. Syed, it's really not worth watching the BBC. It is the worst of all of the television channels in the United Kingdom. It is the Bush and Blair Corporation still until this day.
George, being a British born, you're normally stereotyped into the propaganda news, which they only want you to hear. Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to go beyond your outsources and research your information. Yeah, such as, like, when they took away Press TV, my alternative was RT. Yeah? Now it's like a puzzle for me to understand that what propaganda the BBC portray, where do I get the rest of the information from around the world or the internet, and what do I have to listen, or when I have to listen to others' opinions, how to put my puzzle together. Now, with this thing where during the month of Ramadan, Muslims were, when they were fasting, they're still being slaughtered like animals by their own or if not affiliated other sects, such as like the West or whatever. But what you're seeing right now, I honestly believe that we're probably stepping, I mean, we're living in our last days. We're probably going to be the reason why we don't exist.
Well, Syed, that's a very somber warning, and I know exactly where you're coming from, and I understand exactly what you are saying. Now, some breaking news. The Health Ministry has upgraded the number of killed Egyptians to 638. The Muslim Brotherhood says it's more than 2,000, well over 2,000, and the killing isn't over yet. Andy is in Vancouver in Canada. Where is Egypt headed as far as you're concerned, Andy?
It's better.
Go ahead. Andy.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead,
Hi,
sir.
Hi, George.
Yes, go ahead.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Go ahead.
Yes, we need to put things in perspective. You know, a nation cannot survive treason from within. And that's what's plaguing Egypt and the Arab world. Egypt has not been free since 1979 peace treaty with Israel. The ruler of Egypt and the junta sold the Egyptian will to the Israeli regime and for $1.3 billion a year. The 2011 revolution raised our hope that will be a free Egypt. But unfortunately, the Muslim Brotherhood took the same path that Mubarak took. And they thought they can we can quiet the Israelis and the U.S. and we can do our things. Unfortunately, it fired back. General Sisi is a traitor of Egypt, and with Dr. Baradei who resigned, but it is just a smoke screen. He is still on his path trying to get over to rule Egypt. Because he is the new agent in Egypt. So it is today Sisi is loyal, more loyal to Israel than to the Egyptian people. So if he's not loyal to Egyptians, don't expect him to be loyal to the Palestinians either.
No, you're right, Andy. Treason from within. That's Andy's analysis, and who can quarrel with it? We've got a call from Cairo, from Abdulaziz. Abdulaziz, welcome to the show. What's happening there? How do you see it?
Yeah. Hi, George. Good
Hello
to
there.
Talk to you today.
Go ahead, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to commend you for your program. I really appreciate this. Crackdown on the civilian in Egypt. Yes, irrespective of Morsi's mistake or political blunder, I think the mistake you talk about is not the mistake that took them to the street. They said he promised them that after the election, there's going to be goodies, there's going to be dividends of democracy, there's going to be... And they didn't see it. So on one hand. On second hand, I think irrespective of Morsi's blunder, America is bent on protecting Israel by the blood of the Muslim anywhere in the world. So the Muslim blood is cheap for America anywhere in the world now. So the Muslim in the whole world have to wake up to America's hypocrisy. We cannot accept it. Democracy is good for the Christian and not good for the Muslim. So we don't want it again. We are tired of this. Thank you.
Abdulaziz, I'm very sorry that you have reached that conclusion. I understand how you've reached it, but I concur with Mr. Churchill's famous words that democracy is the worst form of government apart from all the others. Martinella is on the line from Bristol in England. Martinella, where is Egypt headed in your view? Yeah, you'll have to turn the volume on your TV down.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello, George, how are you?
That's a deeper voice than I was expecting. Have I got your name wrong?
Yeah, you have, actually. It's Martin Healer is my name.
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
No,
go ahead, Martin.
No, well, thank you. Thank you, George. It's nice to speak to one of the most honest politicians in government. I wish there was more like you.
Thank you, sir.
The problem with Egypt is breaking my heart because I so hope it doesn't want to go the same way as Libya and Syria.
Martin.
Yeah.
I can hear you twice. I can hear you twice. Put the volume down to zero, please.
All right. Okay, I'm with you, George.
Yeah, go ahead. It's breaking your heart. It's breaking my heart. It's breaking all of our hearts. Where's it going? Where's it going, do you think?
I want to make also the point that the majority of people that came out against Morsi were actually Muslim.
Yeah,
and that's forgotten in all of this.
That's true. And I did make the point at the beginning of you were watching that Morsi's blunders have paved the way to this disaster. There's no relativity about responsibility for this massacre. But he paved the way to this disaster by his blunders. And millions of Egyptians who are Muslims are against him and backing the junta.
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood is, you know, are supported by Saudi Arabia, who to me are the biggest disgrace for Islam there is. I believe they work for the Jahl. I don't believe they work for the good at all. What they've done with Mecca and Medina is actually bulldozed the whole of Islamic tradition. They work side by side with the Israelis. There's no difference as far as I can see. And the bomb in Beirut today, if it wasn't the Israelis, it was the Wahhabis. And they're working hand in hand. You know,
well, you're definitely right about that. They are working hand in hand in Syria. And they are potentially working hand in hand in Lebanon. We need further details. But a massive 60-kilogram explosion in the southern suburbs of Beirut, which, for those viewers who don't know, is where vast numbers, millions, of Shiite Muslims live in Lebanon, certainly points the finger at them. Martin, thanks for the call. Sorry about getting your name wrong. Abdul Qayyum, he's watching online in the UK. Abdul Qayyum, where is Egypt headed? Go ahead.
Hi. Hello, George. How are you today?
By the grace of God, good. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
All right, thank you for letting me in today. Basically, I'm a human rights activist. So my point of view is, first of all, my deepest condolence for those who have been killed in Egypt, my brothers and sisters.
Yep.
Yes. Secondly, first of all, I would like to condemn the UAE rulers. Those have failed to condemn such an incident, such a killing, such a massacre. Indeed, they have congratulated to the Egyptian military for killing thousands of Egyptian people. So my really my hatefulness to the UAE rulers, indeed Saudi Arabia as well. So my point of view is, had Mohamed Morsi killed hundreds of peoples in Egypt,
In one day.
Yes,
this massacre was in one day. There have been three massacres in 6 weeks.
Yes, that's right, George. What I would like to say is, had Mohamed Morsi killed hundreds of Egyptians in 1 or 2 days, I think United...
Unfortunately, Abdul has dropped off the line, but I think we all got his point of view. Ali's on the line, though, from the United Kingdom, on Egypt. Ali, go ahead.
Hello there. I find it disgraceful that these people have the killed people, innocent civilian, the elected government. These people are just massacring people. There's no outrage in the Western media. They're just making it news as if they deserve it because they are part of Morsi or the Muslim Brotherhood or this deeply conflicted term of Islamists, which is anybody who has any sort of affiliation to a religion, or especially Islam, they can go kill them. Also, Mr. Galloway, why are you not so more vociferous against Assad? And isn't the Respect Party in Bradford are finished?
Well, Ali, it's a great pity that you should cheapen the blood of thousands of Egyptians with that very, very foolish attempt to try and change the subject to a subject of so little importance. I'd rather talk to Rufia, who's in Bahrain, where they know all about the murder of innocents. Rufia, in Bahrain, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Mr. Galloway.
Very nice to hear you again.
Thank you. With regard to your question, I think where Egypt is heading depends on the interest of the Western countries. If they went Egypt to go to the abyss, and that serves their interest. That is what's going to happen. And if their interest means they should give a hand to Egypt and pull it up, and then they will do that. With regard to Muslims people, and don't get me wrong, I am a Muslim myself. I think just by somebody calling himself a Muslim doesn't mean he is really a Muslim. These days, these people who call themselves Muslims, they are the worst kind of people. And I think God has a big place called the hell prepared for them. And I can picture the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his grave, weeping upon what has his ummah become to. These Muslims, they are on the verge of extinction. They are killing each other, and they are becoming an endangered species. There are really very, very few Muslims in the world these days. You put it very nicely, nothing wrong with Islam, nothing wrong with the Quran, if one can understand it real well. But these people who claim to be Muslims, they are the worst kind of people on the face of the earth these days.
Amen.
And I am...
Amen. Amen. So, Rufia.
And I am so
thanks
for them.
Thanks very much for that call. I'm only hurrying you because so many people are trying to get on the air. Hussein is watching on Arabsat in Lancaster, in England. That's interesting. Hussein, go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hi there.
Hi. First of all, I just like to make a comment on how Morsi led his country. I think he was serving an agenda prescribed by the Western powers and led by America, of course. And when he failed to deliver what he had to deliver for, in respect to Syria, I think you know he signed his rule off. He supported Muslims to go and fight in Syria. Of course, he was also supported by his spiritual base called Qaradawi, and they wanted to. They asked, I think, they asked the West and the Americans in particular to have time so that they can deliver what they had to deliver in Syria. But when they failed, they got rid of him, and they got rid of also.
No, they got rid of Qaradawi also.
No, well, that is to come. I think you know.
Well, where is he now? Where is Qaradawi now?
I think he's in Qatar. He's back in Qatar, I think.
Is he? I thought he'd been put out of there. Hussein, no, thanks for the call. I really got to press on. Mahmoud is on the line in Sweden. Mahmoud, how does it look to you?
Yeah, hello, George.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, am I on air?
Yes, you're on air.
Yeah, okay, George. I want to give a comment about all the things that I have to mention that have already been mentioned by previous caller, including you. I want to call about this comment press. George Galloway, they have forbidden all the masses of the people in Western Europe not to watch this channel. Mm-hmm. But
it's a bit of a compliment in a way, you know, Mahmoud. Must be doing something right.
Yes, yes, that's my point. That's what I'm coming for. The elite, Obama is watching, I believe, and all the Congress are watching this program. All the elites are watching. Netanyahu himself is watching. And to prove that, a couple of months ago, William Hague came to tease you in this program. You remember?
Well, I don't know if it was the real William Hague, Mahmoud, but your point is nonetheless well made. They are terrified of us because we are the voice of the voiceless, because people can see and hear and feel that we are telling the truth as we know it to be. They're terrified of that. And guess what? They can never stop us. This is the 21st century. See all the countries and all the people in all the countries watching and listening to this show on phones, on computers, on different satellite dishes. Well, they will never still this voice because the truth will out. Mahmoud in Sweden, thanks for the call. Shokat is in England, in Manchester. Shokat, welcome to the show.
Hello, George.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
You know, George, I would like to. I agree with you that I think Egypt is the brink of civil war, but I don't think that it will just be contained in Egypt. I think that civil war will spread to the whole of the Arabian Peninsula, and I think the rulers, these dictators in the Arab world, know that, and I bet they're shaking in their boots.
Well, I wish they were shaking in their boots, Shoka. I'm not so sure. It's going quite well for them up to now. These rulers have more money than they can use in any case. They've destroyed Syria. They're now destroying Egypt. And they are trying to destroy Tunisia. And so far, there are no revolutions at all in their heartland in the Persian Gulf. Shoka, thanks for the call. Ahmed is on the line from Saudi Arabia. He's watching on Nilesat. Ahmed, welcome to the show, my friend.
Welcome, George. It's very nice to speak with you in this time.
And you, sir. Thank you.
Welcome. What I hear in the show about what's going on in Egypt or Syria or in the Middle East in general. Okay, I think it's a big game happening coming from the Freemasons to help the Zionists. If you look just to the map and see the countries around Israel, if we call it between the brackets, it's Palestine. Okay, I can see all of them. They are making the trouble in it to be a civil war in each of these countries. So in the end, Israel will be saved, that no one will think that they will free Palestine from them. That's the idea. They are using the tool of the Wahhabism to help them in doing that for these civil wars.
Well, look, there are 350 million Arabs. There are 7 million Israelis. There are 1.7 billion Muslims in the world. If they all blew their noses at the same time in the direction of Israel, it would no longer exist. So it's certainly working well, this plan to keep the Arabs and the Muslims murdering each other. And nobody hates Freemasonry more than me, but I doubt we can blame them for the thousands of people martyred yesterday in Egypt. Last call, I think, from Saeed, watching on cable in Kabul. Saeed, welcome, and quick, please.
How are you, Mr. George? How are you doing?
By the grace of God, good. Go ahead quickly, Saeed.
Yeah, I'm calling from once a forgotten corner of the world, Kabul, now an actress of so-called terrorism and all that. Today I was watching news of the video, and this is what so-called world superpowers are doing against not only Muslims, but actually people around the world. There's a great saying in America saying that when there's a blood on the street, you make money. So no matter how large number of people are killed, people in the White House, as well as in London, and other superpowers are happy about it every other day. And the large number of people are killing, actually benefiting them. And they like it this way. Otherwise, think of it. If this would have been happened in some other country, like Western or European, every media, like as you said, British Bush Broadcasting Company, a so-called CNN, and the others would have shouted and would have said that this is a massacre, this is that, and this is that.
Yeah, but they, Saeed, they can't even bring themselves to call it a coup. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that's all I've got time for. So my apologies to Walter in Norway in particular, who was the call that never will be heard, at least, God willing, until next week. It's been marvelous for me. I hope it was good for you. If so, come back next week with another viewer.
Hello, please comment your name and the number. And just make sure that your
volume
zero.
Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You can put your phone number and then we'll be back.
Can I have your telephone number?